It didn't take long for word to spread. For the first time in history, Husker Harvest Days will not take place during 2020. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Not only Husker Harvest Days, but the Farm Progress Show take place in Boone, Iowa. I spoke with Matt Youngman. He's the events manager for Farm Progress, as we talked about what this all means for 2020.
It was a gut punch for all of us, is you know what my boss called it. And we tried as hard as we could to hold on and hold out, but there got to be so many headwinds against us that we just couldn't fight it any longer. And at the end of the day, you know, if God forbid there would have been some kind of outbreak, that, you know, if it was traced back to the shows, it would be bad PR and all those kind of things. But, you know, these are the guys that are going to go out and harvest our getting ready to climb into the combines right before they're at our events. And so the guys and gals that feed us and fuel us and clothe us need to be kept safe, and we just couldn't absorb the risk that would be involved in gathering that many people together, no matter how much we preached social distancing and face masks and that kind of thing. It just wasn't the wise move to go forward.
You know, you and I had just talked a few short weeks ago, and that was the plan, social distancing and the fact that it was an outdoor venue for the most part. You guys did have a game plan in place.
We did have a game plan in place. And the thing that went against us is what we're seeing in Texas, Florida, Arizona right now, where as things start to open up, we're starting to see bigger outbreaks. And that was going to be the thing that caused us problems. And that's what we were watching. And as we've watched it, you know, it's getting bad. You know, it's getting bad in more places than it's getting better. And, you know, we had to make the call before a bunch of these exhibitors invested a whole bunch of money, because tents were going to start going up here in the next week or two in Boone at the Farm Progress Show. And so we had to make the decision. And unfortunately, you know, the spikes that we're seeing in Arizona and Texas and Florida just scare us too much that could be what we're going to have for the next couple of months.
So, Matt, I'm curious, as you guys continue to work on what would have been Husker Harvest Days 2020, my understanding is it's still going to be there, just not the same, and it's going to have kind of a virtual feel to it.
Yeah, not a live in-person event. We are now, you know, taking all the effort that we would have put into building and creating our two live events, and we're going to put that into two virtual events. And, you know, as you and I were talking, we're going to try to maintain as many of the traditions and, you know, maybe some of the fundraising for some of the good folks that do fundraising at the event, and try to connect growers and exhibitors together and do as much of Husker Harvest Days as we possibly can virtually, you know, through a web browser.
Now, looking at the crops that you guys already have in the ground that would have been normally in those field demos, is that something you guys are looking at as well as a possibility for the virtuals?
Absolutely. Everything is on the table. So, you know, I'm in conversations right now. We've got great support coming from some of our biggest exhibitors saying, hey, you know, let's do go ahead and ship that combine, and let's record some field demonstrations and maybe give growers, you know, a peek at the machine in a way that they can't do when they're there on site for safety reasons. Maybe we can get a little more in depth and, you know, create kind of a video library of these machines competing side by side.
What is your hope? I mean, obviously you can't look to 2021 as of yet, but just to reiterate and let folks know that this is just a temporary pause and you guys will be back bigger than better than ever.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, it's very possible that this is going to give us some time to create some new things, and maybe we're going to be able to reimagine a few things with a little more time on our hands, because, you know, these shows come around pretty often, once a year, it comes sneaks up on you faster than you think, and there's always more we can do, and so we're gonna do a virtual event, and it's going to be great, but, you know, it's also going to give us some time to do some work at the show site and create some new, maybe some new programming, or, you know, who knows what is going to come out of this. But yeah, the show will be back in person, bigger and better than ever in 2021, but we're going to do the best we can for 2020.
Anything else, Matt, you'd like to add?
Keep track of HuskerHarvestDays.com. That's where we're going to have the information on the virtual event. And, you know, for those folks that, that are disappointed we're not having it. I'm right there with you. I'm disappointed that we don't get to have our first thing in the morning interview, Susan, and look forward to getting to see everybody a year from now.
That, again, is my conversation with Matt Youngman. Matt is the events manager with Farm Progress. He did tell me that it was definitely a hard decision for them to make because just a few short weeks ago, as we talked about in this interview, they had already had plans in place to hold the show, but keeping that social distancing in place. Again, Husker Harvest Days and Farm Progress 2020 will not take place this year, but we'll be back again next year. We'll keep you up to date on all the plans as they talk about the virtual Husker Harvest Days and what you'll be able to see in kicking tires and talking to folks. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.